This is President's Club, brought to you by Briwood Farm Market, and today we're speaking with Tom Marks. Tom is with Royal Canadian Legion, Lord Elgin Branch 41 in St. Thomas. Thanks for joining us, Tom. And let's start with how long St. Thomas has had a branch of the Royal Canadian Legion.
I know exactly how long. Our next anniversary will be our 99th anniversary. It's very exciting, and that goes back. My grandmother is probably a charter member. I've had a couple of aunts and uncles past presidents. Myself being on the executive for a couple of years now, and the further we get away from COVID, COVID hurt a lot of organizations.
Yes, it did.
We are regrouping and improving weekly.
For people that aren't familiar, the origins of the Legion and who were members going way back. But the Legion today is a different organization, but still is a pillar of the community with what goes on, covering events and contributing to things. Tell us a little bit about where the Legion is today.
Well, certainly, you know, one of the main events of the year is Remembrance Day activities. Yeah. And gearing up, you know, Legion Week starting in September and gearing up to that, there's a lot of work. And again, this year we were very successful in raising funds for the Poppy Funds for their veterans. Our veterans are getting very old now. The Korean vets are in their 90s, and there's very few of them. Activities that keep us very busy is fundraising. We do a lot of things. The OLG rules, we can sell raffle tickets and all the events. Yep. Then in turn we give it away.
Yep.
And our focus is on youth sports, with great things. And our activities, we have three dart leagues during the week. We have euchre, cards, you know, our famous meat draw every Saturday. And the money we give back to the community. And we just a week ago, our Catch the Ace, which is extremely popular, you know, geared up by Councillor Rose Gibson. Give her a shout out because she had a great group of people working on that. And that total was $36,000+ given out, which gives us the opportunity. I think we're going to have somewhere $30,000 more to give away to the community, which is kind of a nice feeling.
And it's also, the Legion is also a place where on the hours that you're open, can go and socialize as well. A big part of that is so, and you put on concerts as well.
You know, I look at it, we cater to a lot of seniors through the cards, darts, bingo, etc. And it's a weekly thing. They're there. It's fellowship. They're looking out for each other, and it's all good things.
Well, they say today mental health, especially with the seniors, is that ability to socialize rather than be on your own. Loneliness sets in one thing or another. Here's a place where you can go and socialize with people maybe with similar backgrounds, but it gets you out and a purpose.
Absolutely, and you know, they look after each other. If someone is not there for a week or two, or they'll call and find out. It's sort of like the community of church community. It's a good outreach program. There's a lot of need in the community, and by being successful, we bring in more dollars and we turn around and give it back. And we're selective. We're very big on kids' school lunches. We give money to the food bank, Christmas Care, Destination Church does great things, making lunches, the YW, Fresh Start, you know, sports like sledge hockey, Volt Hockey. You know, if someone comes to us with a good cause, we listen.
Yeah.
And fortunately, we've got some funds to give them.
Thanks for joining us today, Tom. For more features as part of our President's Club series, you can visit stthomastoday.ca.